This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Federal prosecutors in New York City on Friday asked a judge to sentence the former lawyer for U.S. President Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, to a substantial term of imprisonment for evading taxes and paying an adult film star hush money on Trump's behalf. AP's Warren Levinson reports.
The Office of Special Counsel Robert Mueller judges former Trump fixer Michael Cohen's cooperation significant. The U.S. attorney? Not so much. Cohen has pleaded guilty to charges brought by both, in Mueller's case, lying to Congress about the extent of candidate Trump's business dealings in Moscow, in the federal prosecutor's case, about his own tax evasion and campaign finance violations for helping to pay off alleged Trump paramours. The special counsel says Cohen should get due consideration for his cooperation when he's sentenced, but the letter filed by federal prosecutor Robert Kuzami recommends Cohen get only modest credit. He's to be sentenced Wednesday. Warren Levinson, New York.
Meanwhile, here in Washington, fired FBI Director James Comey testified behind closed doors before two House committees on Friday. As AP's Ed Donahue reports, Comey will be back the week before Christmas.
Comey did not like the idea this was closed-door testimony.
We are talking again about Hillary Clinton's emails, for heaven's sake, so I'm not sure we need to do this at all.
He told reporters a transcript of this will bore you. On Twitter, President Trump wrote, "It is being reported that Lincoln James Comey was told by Department of Justice attorneys not to answer the most important questions, calling it bias and corruption."
The FBI, for understandable reasons, doesn't want me talking about the details of the investigation that is still ongoing.
And Comey had something to say about President Trump.
The president's attacks on the Justice Department broadly and the FBI are something that no matter what political party you're in, you should find deeply troubling.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
This is VOA News.